Everybody.
Hi.
As you may notice, we have once again changed the name of our podcast. This one will probably stick though. Our new podcast name is Banana Kim and Chill.
This one will stick. You know, the rebrand was kind of hard. We didn't realize we had so many things that needed to be rebranded. We're figuring it out. This is the last one. I have been so excited. I know Banana has been thinking I'm a psychopath today, but I've been so excited for this podcast. I'm here. I'm ready to go. I'm raring. Woo!
Okay. Well, but sadly, before we dive in, a quick announcement. One. If you are in the Southwest United States or in Vegas, specifically in Las Vegas, this weekend is the Heart Killers Cup Sleeve event. And so it'll be taking place at Afterlife. There's a specific name they have. It's like Afterlife Tea House and Boba or something. But Afterlife Boba, it's in Chinatown. We will be there 1 to 7. We have partnered up with the Lonely Whale LV. And sorry, I had to pause. I was like, am I saying that right? okay. Yeah. Thank you. It is the Afterlife Tea Room and Boba. If you're looking it up online. And so yeah, come on down, enter the raffle. We're raffling off our signed poster. I'm forgetting words today. We have an autographed poster from all four actors. You can only see 3 signatures on the poster, and that is because Jung signed his own shirt.
You can see it right there.
I promise, all 4 signatures. That'll be one of the raffle prizes. You can get raffle tickets at thelonelywhalelv.com. I'm pretty sure that's going to appear in the comments in a second, and we will put it on the screen of where you can get raffle tickets to win the poster or acrylic stands, or you can also win a $25 gift card to WeLBLandMore.com, which is an American resale shop of a lot of BL merchandise.
Yeah, which is really exciting. I feel like for a long time we've been waiting for some sellers to pop up on our side of the world, make things a little bit more accessible. So we love to support that. Yeah.
And then you do not have to be present to win. You can easily get your raffle tickets online, and prizes will be shipped to you if you are not able to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, okay. Big spiel. And then the weekend after that is the Dow Off-Road Fan Meet. Mm-hmm. You will definitely see us there because we will be emceeing on day one and hanging around on day two. So keep your eyes peeled for us on both days. And because of these two events happening after today's podcast, we will be taking a 2-week break because a lot's going on. Okay. Announcements are over.
Yay. Thank you, everybody, for still staying tuned. And now we get to get into the part that Kim has been really excited about. No, I'm joking.
All right, Kim, would you like to announce what we're talking about today?
Well, I'm sure that everybody caught the news last week that the 2025 lineup for Dumundi dropped. And there were so many titles. And I feel like probably all of us have felt similarly. One, incredibly excited, and 2, man, I hope that they get produced in a timely manner, right?
But we might be here a while for waiting on that.
We might, but you know what? There was so much amazing stuff in there, and also some things to think about and to, you know, I don't know, cool stories, like duos that are finally getting main leads. I don't know. There's just so much to talk about. So I have been incredibly soaked to chat today with Banana, with everyone about the lineup. I feel like Banana and I haven't really shared a lot of our opinions about it. I mean, I think there were a couple who were like, yay, but like, yeah, yay. So this will be a really fun time for all of us. So
yeah. All right. Opinions will be shared today. Okay. First up on our list, in no particular order, is Zomviver.
has been confirmed to be a BL, a horror BL. My thoughts on Zombiver. Here, I'm here for it. I like this type of stuff. I'm here. But I feel like what would make me really happy, I don't know if any of you guys have watched All of Us Are Dead. And if you have not, I'm about to spoil something, so earmuffs. But at the end of All of Us Are Dead, some of the people who were turned, right, actually didn't fully turn into zombies. They still kept their awareness. And while they, like, I guess maybe still need to consume flesh or something, I don't know, but they got like the powers of zombies and they still like were themselves. I would be very enamored if they went this route, because I'm going to be real. I don't want anyone to lose anyone. I want all the zombiness, and I still want a happy ending because I'm delusional. So that's my dream for Zombiver.
That's my dream zombie movie. Yep. So they all live happily ever after. Yeah, I'm kind of curious because we tried looking on my drama list and I don't feel like anything's really been updated. Like all the original actors that have been listed for a while are still there. And so we might still be seeing Boone. We might still be seeing Boss and everyone else that we originally saw in that all-star cast. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes, how it goes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so curious, but I feel like we probably, I don't know. You know how we always have like pilot trailers and then like the real trailer. I feel like for Zombiver, I'm waiting for like the real trailer. And then I feel like I'll understand more who's in it and what all's going on. So
I need to know more than that, like what 10 to 20 second trailer that they gave us. Cause I was like, this still tells me nothing other than there's zombies. And they're like, but it's a BL. And I'm like, but where?
I mean, I'm really excited because I feel like Zombiver is, even though we've, you know, the original trailer came out a while ago and we heard about it a while ago, I feel like this is one of those examples of, I think people trying to do new things with BL, and I'm so here for that. You know what I mean? So I'm game.
This will probably be the first zombie series that I voluntarily watch.
That's very true. Man. All right, what's next?
Okay, next. We are going to be blasting through these because there are 13 series, guys. So
there are 13. And you know us. If we don't blast through, we will be here for 3 hours.
3 hours. Okay, next up is The Next Prince.
The Next Prince. Well, let's see. This, we've known about this one for a while, right? So I kind of feel like there's probably nothing really new to say about it, right? Like, I feel...
I know it's coming out soon.
April, I believe they said. I think we have Zenunu, we have Jimmy and Ohm, and do we have... Is Nut and JJ? Why is my brain like... I didn't actually rewatch the trailer when this came out because I was kind of like, oh, okay. But the last time I saw it was literally when it dropped the first time. So I feel like my memories are a little bit fuzzy for it, but you know, I don't know that like period, like monarchial period pieces are like my jam, but this is like a Thai version. So I'm curious.
Yeah, I usually enjoy, well, no, I don't. I was like, I enjoy that kind of, not so, well, it's not that I don't enjoy it. I don't actively seek it out. So yeah, I guess we'll see. I'll still watch it because Zenunu, but.
Yeah, for sure. I also am really excited for Jimmy and Ohm. It's kind of like, it's cool to see Jimmy back. So I'm excited.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Our next one is YourTuber.
My first comment on this is going to be that I don't know if any of you guys have tried to go independently look this up, like to go on to YouTube and be like YourTuber trailer, or to go on to Google and be like YourTuber, my drama list. It does not come
this is,
up.
This is only your hobby, Kim. This is your hobby.
Well, no, like imagine you like go to YouTube and you're like, I want to watch this trailer again. It doesn't come up. Someone needs to write a letter.
Like YourTuber BL doesn't pull it up?
No, it pulled up a whole bunch of like shorts and stuff. Like I literally had to go look for the actors to then pull them up to find the series. I was like, this is not a good sign, guys. You're gonna have to fix this. But yeah, okay. So I have some things to say, but obviously I'm very animated today. So you go first, Banana.
No, it's okay. You you ride this exciting wave.
She's like my MC today.
Tell us how you're feeling, Kim.
Okay. I've got a paper. No. Okay, so I'll be honest. When I I watched the first season of Friendship. I just watched the second season as well. But on the first season, I really liked first one. I was really excited to see what he would end up doing. And it's really cool to see him coming out with a series. And I guess it's kind of been officiated that his partner is Sun, right? And so I'm really excited to see them have a show together. And I'm kind of excited about like the drama that looks like it's going to be in it. But though it does look like there is drama in the beginning of it, the story itself so far from the pilot trailer does look very slice of lifey. Like drama happens and then there's not really a plot after that, except for like making a YouTube channel, I guess. So I feel like this is another example of me wanting to see the official trailer because I'm sure that they have a lot more to develop in it. And yeah, so I feel like I am happy for these two actors, but I don't know if I'm like obsessed with a series based off of the trailer.
Yeah. And actually, to kind of to that point, nothing to do with the series in particular, though. I was impressed with the quality of all the trailers that Damundi dropped this year, because I feel like last year, a lot of it was very beautifully filmed aesthetic pieces. Yeah. You know, no plot, but like, hey, how do you guys feel about Z and Nunu and a regency idea? How do you guys feel about Tommy and like a spy Joker kind of thing? And so this time around, it's like, oh, here's actual plots to go with what we're anticipating. So on that note, I was impressed with the quality of all the trailers. Your tuber, while good quality, the storyline didn't hook me. And I think that's because like a lot of the others had more plot to them, whereas this one was definitely more just, you know, like a romance based story of, you know, a lonely person finding love through becoming a confident content creator.
Yeah. I feel like something funny that I came across this morning, I don't know if you remember, but the Thai title for this is quite funny. I know, I'm looking for it here. Okay, so the Thai title for this is like really long. Mueapom yak ben YouTuber keng gap fan gao. So this basically means like when I wanted to become a YouTuber to compete with my ex. I think that's just such a funny, ridiculously long title. It's like basically the summary of the series. Just made into a title. I love Thai titles. They're so funny, man. All right. What's next?
Okay. Next up, I didn't tell the Kim the order that I saved all these images in. I was like, you're just going to be surprised. And she's like, I have to give you the actor names. And I'm like, I will die on my hill of not knowing who the actors are. Oh, gosh. All right. Next on the list is Your Third. Which actually is the exact same in Thai. I'm reading it.
It is.
Your Third.
Totally. So yeah. Some of the titles are like the same, but it's really funny. Oh, so I'm really like it's really fun to see Max and Nat back. I feel like I'm gonna watch everything. This was kind of like it like one of the ones I wasn't as excited about only because I don't know I don't know if it's quite like my vibe for a show, but I really do like Max and Nat. And this kind of reminded me, I don't know if anyone ever saw this movie, but at least the opening premise kind of reminded me of that Ben Stiller movie, like The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. I don't know if anyone else has seen this movie, but in that one, it's like he has to go on this crazy hunt for someone and no one knows where he's at. And he has to go to all these crazy places to find him. Anyway, I was kind of like, oh, it's like Secret Life of Walter Mitty. But I actually think it's going to be really cute. And I do feel like these personalities for Max and Nat are different than we've seen them before. Like Max is like really out there and like kind of like zany and funny and goofy. And I think Nat is kind of like kind of like stubborn and like a little bit more vocal about things, like straightforward about things. So I think that that's kind of like a cool dynamic we haven't seen yet from them.
Yeah. And then this one is set to be directed by Tanaman, who owns Copier Bangkok.
Mm.
So I'll be interested to see. I feel like I can never predict like what he's going to do or how he's going to film his series. Like usually you can kind of peg what a series will be like based on the directors.
Mm.
Tanaman is someone who does something different every time. Like he did Playboy, yeah. Man's Love. He did.
I'm blanking too, but he's done so many series that
don't. And they're all so different.
Yeah. And so it's hard sometimes to remember everything he's done because all of them feel not even related. It's very interesting. Like his style definitely changes depending on what he's filming.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm interested in this one just because it's like this was Max's chance to kind of break out of the box and do a bit of comedy, which I don't think is something that we've really seen him do. Cause I feel like, you know, there were comedic moments in Cutie Pie and Naughty Babe, but it wasn't necessarily him intentionally acting funny as a character.
Mm.
So it'll be interesting to see how he handles comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really interested to see. Yeah.
All right. Next up, as I said, guys, we are blasting through these, so we see your comments. We're not focusing on them as much in terms of highlighting, but we do see them. This is me seeing them.
I do see. I'll be replying in the chat as we go through.
And replying in the chat.
Just you because, guys know like, us. 13 is a lot of slides. We're just trying to do our best.
We don't want to be here for 2 hours. We love you guys. But okay. Next up on the list is Kenjira. This is another one we did not get a trailer for, but they said it's officially coming soon. And when this releases, you all better be prepared for the people that Kim and I become, because we will definitely dive off the deep end and just drown.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you guys are seeing like a very like hyper excited version of me right now. This is what I'm like when series like Kimjira air. I am so freaking excited. Also, I just realized today when we were getting together information that the Thai title for this one means Kimjira must survive, which somehow makes me even more excited, especially if we pull up that poster again and we can look at like the look in Kang's eyes. Like, I am so excited for this series. You guys have no idea. I feel like the premise of this is just so fun. And it's so, like, I don't know. Tropes that I feel like we haven't quite seen, like, fully developed yet. Like, the person who shouldn't like this other person, but they do. And now they have to protect them and go against everything that they've been raised to do, you know what I mean? Like, they can't resist that calling. I love that. I love it so much. And I'm so glad that we're getting series like this, you know. This, and I feel like I know we're on like Domundi, but this and also the Goddess Bless You from Death from Change with Pavel and Pooh. I'm just RIP me. I'm there.
I could just stare at this poster all day, and knowing that I can just stare at this poster all day has me extra excited for the series.
I love stories like this. So, yes. Sold.
Don't let me down, Mundy. Don't let me down.
But anyways, it looks like we'll be seeing this one, I mean, soon. Well, you know?
Well, maybe soon. Okay, they're soon. They only release one series at a time.
Domondi does. Yeah. And so while we didn't get every, like, you know, we're like, where's the rest of the lineup from last year? I mean, they have been consistently releasing, I guess I can take this down. They have been consistently releasing series one at a time.
Maybe so that'll change.
So since, unless they're releasing something to fill us in until April hits for the next Prince, I'm guessing it'll air after the next Prince. So it'll probably be like their summer series. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's my assumption.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing some comments about having read the book, and I have not read the book. So I feel like I don't know about different things in it. So I don't know if I can like comment on that. But whatever they need to do to still make it great, but have it come out soon.
I know if any of you guys watched the actual live stream, because it was so delayed that it was actually still happening when I woke up on the West Coast. The MCs definitely kept saying like, oh, so it's releasing soon, like soon, soon, soonity, soon, soon. And because like they have no idea either. They just know it's soon, which I guess is the running joke with Domondi of soon. So
funny.
I guess we'll see. I'm assuming just because they didn't release an official trailer, and we know for a fact they were filming in November, because when we were in Thailand, we tried to reach out to interview them and they were like, nope, they're filming on location. And so we were like, I will take that news over any request for an interview. Yeah. So
thank you. Thank you for your hard work.
Thank you for your hard work.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Okay. So yeah, soon. Alrighty, and then next up on our list is a no lover.
It is unknown, but there was an error in post, I sense.
And they're gonna run with it now. They have no choice.
Oh my gosh. Well guys, I guess we're all winning, right? We all like Thomas and Kong, and so here we are. We are getting more and more content from them. I'm so excited for this. I actually today I was trying to look up more information about this series because I felt like what I was hearing was very like limited. Like I heard someone saying like, oh my gosh, like it's a Friends with Benefits plot. And I was like, that's intriguing. And so I wanted to know more about, you know, like what it was about. But actually the plot that I found that I believe is accurate, because I kind of compared it with like the Thai Meb description as well, is in case anyone is curious, the story centers on Blue, who, after discovering his boyfriend's infidelity and clashing with his father, relocates to New York City seeking a fresh start. There, he meets Anwar, a charismatic Thai-American fashion student fluent in Thai, living in the same shared house. As their friendship deepens, Anwar introduces Blue to new experiences, including fashion, nightlife, and personal exploration. Over 4 months, their bond intensifies, leading Blue to navigate complex emotions and personal growth. Which sounds different than Friends with Benefits, but maybe they just have an undefined relationship. I don't know. That would be. Yeah. But that, I think, is the premise, guys. Which is kind of funny. I was reading through that and I was comparing it to the image, and for some reason that image gives me a different vibe than that plot. But you know what? I will take it. I really like these two. I'm excited to see them again. I hope that whatever like Gong's role is, I hope that it ends up being like I really hope he gets to be kind of like his sassy self. he's so funny and he's so quick to come back at things, and he has this really like quippy personality. I would really love if they were able to kind of like imbue that in a character for him.
Yeah. Okay, so I will say, I don't think this series is coming soon.
I don't either.
Just because it was literally thrown in to the lineup, like at the end. It was just like, hey, guess we picked up this novel. Guess who's going to star in it, guys? Surprise! It's Thomas and Gong. And so, yeah, I don't think it's going to be happening in the next few years.
You're so funny. I feel like I'm like, yeah, and you're like, all right, let's be real.
We got time. We've got time.
Oh, that's so funny. We'll see, man. We'll see.
I mean, but yeah, this does show that Thomas and Gong have really become like the it couple
for this year, given their success with Your Sky.
Yeah.
And hopefully, they deserve it. They're very funny people.
They do, yeah. And I guess I was just thinking, you know, I really do hope that Domundi might be able to find a way to, you know, navigate this current BL world. You take that back, Diego. 2028 is too far away.
2028. You're probably right.
Oh, shoot. Well, I really feel like, you know, I mean, GMMTV has kind of figured out a way to just produce a lot of stuff, right? And I think they work with just different studios in order to get things out. And I feel like for some of these studios, that might end up being a little bit like the future of BL a little bit, right? So I'm really hoping that maybe in the future that Domundi is going to kind of find a way to be able to produce more and do more. I would really, really love that, because I do think that people get excited, but as more and more things come out, I think people forget and or like lose. I mean, you might still be excited, but I think the initial excitement of being like, oh my gosh, I really like these two actors. I really want to see them. If it's like years later, I think it's kind of like hard to keep that momentum, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we've also got to keep in mind, like, Domundi isn't a television studio like GMMTV is. Like, it's an entire corporation that is like the Disney of Thailand, kind of. So they've got a lot of people working on things, and, you know, they still with their 20, they can only announce 22 series, and we're comparing it to Domundi's 13 with their like two-man director team and friends. Like,
yeah.
And so
They're a business, they can figure it out. I believe in them. Yeah, I think,
like, they are moving a bit, like, you know, for how small they are moving fast, like probably faster than everyone else. Cause you think about it, like, otherwise there is Idol Factory and they only release like what, 4 titles a year ish. And then Me Mind Why, which is actually kind of limited because they only cover Mommy's series. And so, yeah, like, Domundi is kind of doing pretty well, all things considered.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, too slow for us consumers.
Yeah. I'm so grateful for everything they do accomplish. But I do hope that there might be opportunities in the future for them to be able to potentially produce things faster.
Yeah. And I guess too, like, they probably could produce things faster, but they are also opting to focus on like concerts, you know, musical talent, reality shows, sitcoms.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Diversifying. So, okay, moving on. Whew. Our next one is
Hug Elite. Again, another one that is incredibly hard to search for. I think it's because they have the E and then a dash and then Lee, but they spell it with like an H. it was so hard to find. I just wanted to watch the trailer again and I was like, where are you? That's so funny.
Musical. Thoughts on it?
Yeah. I was kind of concerned. I don't know why, because I loved My School President, which I feel like had a little bit of like a musical quality to it. But I was a little concerned. But after watching the trailer, it looks so fun. I can't wait. It's going to be so different from other things that are airing and other things that are out. I think it's going to be so fun.
Yeah. I'm surprised that, I don't know why I'm surprised that Z and Nunu beat out, because honestly, I thought GMMTV was going to have like their next Gemini 4th show was going to be just a straight on musical, because like they've just been adding more and more music to their series. So I'm like, guys, their Christian series is going to be a musical. Just watch. Just wait and see.
Can you imagine? Oh my God. I don't even know what to say to that.
And so, but yeah, no, here we are with a Z and Nunu musical. And it's a very Isan style musical as well. So very traditional style music. And what's interesting though, so I know like some people are like, nope, and just couldn't finish watching the trailer. However, the musical stuff only happens here and there. It's actually not that consistent through the trailer. And you can easily scrub past those scenes. And guys, this actually looks like a really cute series.
It does.
Like Z really gets to act out and do comedy and be kind of childish in this. Yeah. And we get to see Nunu be just like super cute. And it's like a little rivalry that they have, but it's like a stupid rivalry where they're just like going to each other's restaurants and messing up the place. And so like, if you couldn't get through the trailer, I definitely recommend just scrubbing past the music parts if you can't do it and just watching the rest of the trailer, because even Kim was like, oh God, no. And then I was like, no, just watch it. And she did. And now here she is.
I think it's because, I will admit, I feel like I've been a little bit broken, and it's because I have this like knee-jerk reaction that in a series, anytime a character like pulls out a guitar, I'm like, I can't do it. I can't. And so I feel like then when I see like a musical, I'm like, I don't know if I could do this. Like an immediate panic. But you know, I sat and it was, I really liked it. I think maybe because it's intending to be that way. It's not like a, I forgot the word. What is it like when you see something and you're just like,
jump scare.
I'm sorry. The guitar scenes are like a jump scare for me. Right. So, but because this is like intentional, I do actually think it looks really cute. And I also feel like it's very rare, I think, that we get to see Z be, I feel like he plays very like serious, calm roles, and like we don't get to see him be like funny, or we don't get to see him do like comedy, or we don't get to see him be like silly. And I feel like it's gonna be kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like he's trying to play a bully, but he's not a very good bully, and he's got his little game with him, and they just make it sillier. So. This one will be cute. I'm actually looking forward to this one, even though it's a musical.
Yeah.
All right. Next up. Oh my God. This one is called Restart. And this is the one that you're going to see me fangirling over. Okay. So it's Restart. It's got Tommy as a lead. Tommy with no pairing as a lead. What's going on there? However, it gives me like Cruel Intention kind of vibes. And that's probably a really big throwback and no one knows what I'm talking about. But there's my age for you. But I am so invested in this one. And I really hope it happens soon. Because just like the whole premise is really intriguing to me. And it has my actor who is on a golden pedestal, Kim Goodburn. I admit it. I have one BL actor on a golden pedestal, one person, Kim Goodburn.
It's our fellow Kim.
I've told it to his face. He knows where he is in my heart. And so, yeah, I'm really excited to see where this one goes. You get to see all these actors that you wouldn't think would play villains playing as, I guess not necessarily villains, but like the bat. Like, what's the word I need for this?
They're villains. Okay. Villains.
Well, because like Yim, he's one of the elite, and I wouldn't call him a villain, but he's like in that villainous role. And then Max is just expanding all of his little acting corners this year between like comedy, and now he's a villain.
And then
Top Tap's in it, getting paired with Poppy. I don't think anyone saw that one coming.
No, not at all.
Yeah, and I guess for those of you who haven't seen the trailer, basically Tommy's character maybe gets attempted murder or commits suicide off of a building, but survives with no scratches and no memory, and kind of finds himself in this situation where the school is made up of two tiers of people. You are either one of the elites or you are the louses, who basically exist to try and serve the elite.
members, and your goal is to make them happy and be happy making them happy. And Tommy is not here to play that game anymore. However, as it goes on, you kind of like start to see like these other Laos type characters who are like, I'm in. And so it's giving kind of like a secret operation vibe going on in the school. Mm-hmm. So it'll be really fun to see where this goes if they, because I feel like this one probably it did kind of fall into that like, here's this vibe, but we don't really know where the plot will go.
Yeah, I feel like what's really special about this series to me, because I'm really excited as well, is that I actually feel like this series to me feels very brave. Kind of in the way I was talking with another friend this past weekend, and they had said that this kind of feels like one of the first series that we've seen that in some ways might seem kind of like inspired by Kin Porsche. Obviously not the same, but Kin Porsche was a type of series that really tried to do things that hadn't been done before. And it took a lot of risks with things that were risky, right? I feel like there's a lot of like, I don't, you're talking about like red flags. A lot of
risk with risky things.
Sorry.
We are eloquent today.
But I actually feel like that's kind of true. I feel mm-hmm. like a lot of BL that we get that obviously we love, right? But I do think a lot of it feels a little bit the same, right? Like BL in and itself is created of just a bunch of tropes that we just reimagine and we, you know, put into new stories. And I think that we don't really have a lot of series, I think, that are very like dark or red flaggy, right? And we get them every once in a while. We got some with Kin Porsche. We got My Stand-In, right? But I feel like it's actually like quite rare. So I feel like what is special about this series, especially coming from Dumundi, is that it is looking to be like quite dark. Like the hierarchy that exists in this school is very oppressive and very dark. I mean, in the trailer, Yim is riding someone because he tells them to be an elephant for him. This is a new thing for BL. Yeah. And I also feel like the other thing that's special about this series is that I do think that in series, a lot of the times actors, okay, so you have like two actors and they come out in a series and they have a dynamic in the series and people really like that series and it's really popular. And a lot of the times if they end up having like another series come out, I get the sense that sometimes it's almost like maybe the studios want to keep them kind of close to the characters in the first series, like the vibe of that, because that's what was popular and what people really liked. And I feel that when that happens, we don't always get an opportunity to see actors do different types of characters and different types of roles and to switch up their dynamics and to see like this really soft character become like a villain character. Like we probably won't see that, right? Because there's kind of like a formula for what they're producing. And I feel like this show in particular is turning that on its head because it's taking actors that we have only seen as being good in a way. And it's really like letting them act something else. I think like Max in this one, Kim Goodburn, Yim, who I already said, like, I think that this is going to be such a good series because it's truly going to feel like nothing we've ever seen before. And I think that like, I'm really excited for it. Like really, really. I know this is like a very in-depth like analysis of it, but I truly think that this series is very special. So I'm really excited to see what they do with it.
Yeah. I feel like for me, what's different and special about this is that it is a BL, but this is like the first BL where the main is not focusing on a couple.
Or like that we don't know yet, but yeah.
Or yeah, like this could be like this whole series could just be a giant setup for like, who's Tommy going to be paired with? Yeah. And then, you know, big reveal at the end. Cause yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that really intrigued me that, you know, you've got the main and like every, all the heads are just like, you know, who's your, who, you know, who is your head? And he's just like, he doesn't know. And so I feel like that's kind of probably going to be like the big focus is finding out, you know, who Tommy is now paired with. And, yeah, so, yeah, it's just interesting to see him like
going. Does he feel kind of like a little anime-y?
I feel like what?
Sorry, I just feel like a little bit anime-y where you have like the person who's come with like the four heads and they kind of decide that they're not going to do it. And then, you know, the journey is probably that they're going to have to overtake the kings. I feel like it's totally got like that vibe and I'm like, I'm so here for it.
Yeah, it does have the potential to take an anime route. I guess that would really depend on the writers and director though.
Yeah.
Actually take that route. Okay, moving on. Next up is Love Upon a Time.
Love Upon a Time.
With our new pairing, Net and JJ.
Yeah. I am actually, you know, I was really excited about this series when it was Net James, and I am still very excited for this series now that it's Net JJ. I feel like they have such a fun dynamic together. So I also really like this premise. And I guess when I was watching this trailer, okay, I will admit, I didn't actually watch this one right away when it came out because I already knew that I wanted to see it because I like the premise and I do think like,
I've seen it, I don't need to watch it again. It's like, no, you need to watch it again. It's different characters.
Yeah, I was like, I guess I should.
Person.
I guess I should watch it. Like, even though I already know I'm going to want to watch it. But I do feel like, there are parts of it that feel a little bit more comedic, I think, than the story did when it was kind of like the initial pilot trailer. And to be honest, I'm not really upset. I'm not upset about it at all. I just find it really interesting how you can have like two actors and how they can interpret things or the vibe between them can be different for like the same story. And I find that to be just really fascinating. Like, it's so cool. I don't know if you guys ever think about that, but like, it's just so neat how just two personalities coming together can create like a vibe or a feeling for characters. I don't know. I find it to be so neat. So I am looking forward to this one. I feel like it's going to be probably funny, but then I think like when, pardon my language, when shit hits the fan, I think it's probably going to feel like really intense. You know, and
who are you?
What?
Pardon my language.
I don't want to curse on my live stream.
you can say it. Say damn.
No. No. Shoot. But golf fun and games until the video gets banned. No, I'm joking. I'm like when hits the fan. But I feel like I'm really excited for this one. So I knew that I would be looking forward to it, and I'm really looking forward to it. So
yeah.
I also, wait, I have one more thing to add. I know everyone's still like laughing at me, but hang on. One more thing that like I'm really excited about. I really like the idea. Oh, wait, actually, I did want to mention this. I really like the idea of the side couple in this. So I know that the side couple, like the premise seems to be that in the past, one liked the other and it was unrequited. And then they wish like in the future, I hope that you love me as much as I love you now and that I don't even give you a second look, right? Mm. And I remember in the initial pilot, we saw a little bit more of the current world. I feel like this trailer, we didn't see as much in the current world. But I remember from the first one, at least, in the current world, we totally saw that in the beginning, that this character was totally chasing this other one, and he was just so annoyed. And then as we watched the trailer, we learned, like, oh, like, wow, that's so neat. So I've always been really curious, and I guess I will find out when the series airs, but I've always been really curious, how much time do we spend in the past, and how much time do we spend in present day? Because I feel like the resolution for like the side characters is going to have to happen in present day, right? And so that is my curiosity for this particular story, is how long are we spending in each place, and in order to like resolve, I guess, both of those relationships. But I'm so intrigued. I want to know more.
Yeah. I mean, let me pull the image back up. But I mean, if you look at it, like you see Ned still in historical costume sitting on a modern day park bench. So
do they end up together in the end?
It's not addressed at all in the trailer, but I'm looking at the poster like,
yeah.
Are they both time traveling to different places with each other? So
I mean, these series always do make me feel a little bit nervous though, because I don't know. Have we had one where they do end up together? I'm like, I feel you linger in the air. What was the one that I watched most of recently? But I think some people weren't able. It was by the same author. If I Feel You Linger in the Air, the people were like, Hidden Moon. Hidden Moon.
I called that plot as soon as it happened. 10 minutes in, I was like,
"You did. You totally did. You were totally right."
And I was totally right. That never happens. Kudos to me.
I'm trying to think of like other. I know that there have been other ones, but like, when have we won? We haven't won yet. So I'm apprehensive a little bit too.
I mean, yeah, usually it's just like reincarnation and it ends with them meeting each other again type thing.
Like passing each other on the street.
Yeah.
If that happens, I would like all of us to participate together and write a letter to management.
Or we could just write fan fiction.
Or we could just, our letter to management is fanfic.
Here's how you could have done it. Hire me.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
All right. What's next?
Next up is Magic Lover.
Hey.
Another Thomas Gong one.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
this one actually looks kind of cute.
It does look really cute. We get another Kang and Numping. We get Thomas and Gong, and we also get Jimmy and Om. I guess for anyone who hasn't watched this trailer yet, and by the way, my friends that are here, I have diligently put all of the links to trailers in our description for this video. So if there are any of these that you have not watched, you can go and click down there and find the trailer and not be like me struggling for 10 minutes to find your tuber.
and that is why she went on that tangent, because
I have saved you guys some time. But if you guys have not watched this particular series or see the trailer for this particular series, the premise is that we have three boys who are Gong and Numping and Om, and they are wizards. And I guess they've been kind of chosen, and they've got to find their human soulmate in 30 days. And if they don't, they're going to get turned into an animal. And so they're off to the human world. Can you imagine like being a human and living in this world and then being told you have to find your true love in 30 days? I would just be okay with the fact I was going to be an animal.
What's funny is they were okay. They're like, oh, I guess we better pick our animal. And their mom was like, no.
You got to try first.
And they're like, oh, hey, mom.
So funny. So it's so funny though, because, this is not funny. Actually, the next part I was going to segue into was I saw someone, I think on TikTok, I wish I remembered who had said it. I'm so sorry. I just was like, that's interesting. And I moved on. I'm so sorry. But I saw someone had like a guess about Jimmy and Om, because it seems like the relationship for them is that Jimmy is actually Om's character's familiar when he gets to the human world. And the other familiars we saw were like very excited and very happy and very animated. But Jimmy is actually like very quiet and very serious and kind of like down. And the theory that was in this TikTok is that maybe Jimmy was actually a wizard before that came down and also had to find his true love but failed. And so his being an animal familiar, that's actually the punishment, right?
Because otherwise it's going to be really weird if Om's character is paired with an actual dog.
I mean, we say that, but I did read a lot of Inuyasha fan fiction. And... He did turn human by the night. No, but but I were you not an Inuyasha fandom days? Did you just miss that whole time?
No, he was not human. He was mostly
Wow. Okay. All right. Well,
do not.
I don't know. I see you saying Inuyasha Kim, please. I have no shame. That was an amazing series. I collected the manga.
No, that's different. That's different, and you know it.
I'm what? But anyways, I digress. I actually kind of feel like, for me, looking back through different series that we've had over the past couple of years with different studios, we are at the beginning stages of getting series that have multiple power couples in it, if that makes sense. So like in Love in the Air had like two couples that were balanced at the same time, even though their stories were divided, right? And then we had like Only Friends, for instance, right? That had a bunch of characters whose relationships were developing at the same time. I feel there's like another one I think that's happened recently that's been similar. I guess Perfect Ten-Liners is a little bit like that, but I guess Kim Porsche could kind of be that way a little bit too. But needless to say, I think a lot of the times when we have series and we have like a side couple, it's kind of like the main couple and then like a little crumb of like the side couple, right? And I feel like what's really exciting me about this series is that we have three couples that are going to be balanced at the same time. And I feel like this is really great though, because this is such a good way for studios to be able to put actor duos that fans really like out there more, is by creating like ensemble casts. Yeah. Where they're all out there together. So I'm excited about that aspect too. And I keep thinking like, which story am I going to like the best? You know,
I think I'm going to like the Tommy Ohm one. That one intrigued me.
I mean, it seems very angsty.
Yeah, just because of the potential angst. I think that's what drew me in. Like, I love Thomas and Gong. Gong already looks absolutely adorable in this role. And yeah. I think Kang and Namping is going to be funny just because he's, like, living out the K-drama dream.
Yeah. Yeah, which is so and funny.
So, yeah, so that one will be cute as well. But I think, yeah, the potential angst of Tommy and Ohm is going to pull me in.
I liked that Thomas and like Gong's kind of starts with like an enemies to lovers thing, because I just that's just one of my things. I love it when two characters start off on the wrong foot and they have to like find each other. I really like that. So I feel like that's kind of intriguing to me about theirs. I'm kind of like, oh, like I want to see them be mad at each other.
I think that's probably why you enjoyed the Xenunu musical so much too, is because like they start off on a very wrong foot.
Probably.
And it's
a little known secret to like, or I should say a well-known secret, that I guess it's not a secret anymore to everyone here. Enemies to lovers. It's my thing. It's my jam. That and Powers.
And Powers. And look, Powers and enemies to lovers.
Yeah. That's who I am in a nutshell.
Obvious Powers. Okay. Moving on from the Powers, we are diving into Duong With You.
Is that right?
Duong? Yeah.
Duong. Yeah, Duong. I guess technically it's Duong, but
Duong.
I'm so excited, like vibrating with excitement. I don't really know how to like convey this, but in watching, I really have liked Your Sky a lot. And I, from the beginning, was so confused as to how every time we would see, it does have subs yet. Yes, I see the question there. Yes, I got it like added like a day and a half later. It did
subs by the end of the day.
Yeah.
And you can find the link in our description down below.
You can find it here.
On YouTube. I should specify on YouTube. I don't know if I'm going to put the descriptions when this gets uploaded as a podcast. Oh. I don't know if I can. Actually, I've never done. We'll see.
It's on YouTube. It's in the description for YouTube.
Yep, come to our YouTube. Come to the YouTube podcast and find the links.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on the YouTube description. I got you guys covered. But I was going to say that while watching Your Sky, I have no idea why, But every time there was a scene that, okay, here's another very important conversation that I feel like Banana and I always have, and I feel like a weirdo, and I don't know what the answer is. Sometimes with some of these, like some Thai names, I don't know how I should be pronouncing them. And I say this sounds like crazy, but when it's, when his name is spelled out, it's like P-O-R, right? Poor. But then like, it's actually pronounced like Paul. And I don't know in these circumstances when I am talking on the podcast how I should be saying his name.
Since you brought it up, you should be saying it how it's supposed to be pronounced, because the number of times that we've seen like and heard about actors trying to correct people on how to say their names, I think by pronouncing it correctly, it can raise awareness on how to correctly pronounce the actors' names.
Okay. Well, with this discussion being had, for some of these names that just really don't translate well to English, I am just going to be pronouncing them the way that they should be pronounced in Thai. And I realize it might be a little like off-putting when it's put in with the English, but there is a purpose to it. So thank you for understanding. I'm just trying to do right by people I respect. Okay, so every time I was watching scenes and they would have a bunch of characters, and maybe like, and this is regarding like Paul, like maybe he wouldn't even have like a line. I was always watching him.
Such main character energy. Like I am actually, well, no, in the end they did start developing him with his couple storyline. But yeah, I was expecting him to be like the main side couple and not like the third couple.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think him and like Thithi, like they were kind of like no plot, just vibes.
Yeah, and that was but, really throwing in like, yeah, totally underdeveloped and whatnot. But
yeah, but I especially, I don't know if for you guys who had watched Your Sky, but do you remember like the scene where T-Doc went to cheer on Fa when he was playing the game, and so they were all, the friend group was like standing up there with like the signs, like. Ball is like so funny. He's so funny in that scene. And but you're not even supposed to be noticing him. Like, it's just wild. I don't know. And so from Your Sky, I was like, I need to see more of him. And I did see him in, you know, like Friendship, but I was like, I need to. And so when this was announced, I honestly felt like the universe had given me something. The universe had given me something. I'm really excited for this series. I feel like, well, let's see. When you saw the trailer, obviously, I think I was like bound to be excited regardless. But what did you feel when you saw it?
Honestly, it didn't really stick with me. But I think that's because at that point, I encountered all these other trailers with like plot. And you know me, I'm a very plot-driven type person. And yeah. So... this one didn't really stand out for me outside of who the actors were.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
I think what I like about and to be honest, usually I feel like you and I are kind of on the same page. And I do wonder if I just hadn't been so hopeful for a series with him and like Thithi as a lead, if maybe I would feel the same way, because you're right. I don't think that there really is like a really strong plot in it. But mm-hmm. I will say that what I like about both of these actors is that they, you know, and I feel like this has kind of like come up in conversations online too, and I don't really want to get too much like in the weeds of it, but I really like how their dynamic in things seems to be very equal. And I don't think that we really see a lot of that. And I feel like it's actually really special. So when I see that there's kind of like a little bit of drama around it, I get a little bit sad, but I'm really, really excited for them because I truly feel like they have such a cool and new dynamic, and I'm excited to see like what that's going to be like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm excited for them to get, cause yeah, like they definitely deserve the spotlight. So
yeah. And I like kind of like the idea of like a game of like flirting back and forth, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It just seems like there's so much you could do with it. And yeah, I don't know. I'm really excited. This is another one. I hope it comes out capital S soon.
We'll see. All right. Next up, I'm actually really intrigued because I was staring at the poster for this and then comparing it to the trailer. And I'm like, these are two entirely different vibes. Next up on the list is Mr. Fanboy. That's looking so at this poster and comparing it to the trailer that if you have not watched it yet and you watch it, these are two very different things that I'm being presented with. Mr. Fanboy is totally giving me the poster. Sorry. This poster is giving me Tame Po vibes almost.
Oh, do you think so? That's funny.
Yeah. Like, because I mean, come on, he's holding a camera. He's a photographer.
Mm.
He's like next to the celebrity. Yeah, total Tame Po vibes. And then if you go and watch the trailer, it's like he is a fanboy, but then he like becomes an actor. So he's like a newbie actor. And he's, yeah, and he's not even a fan of the character you see on the poster. He's a fan of James's character. And turns out James is mean. His character, I mean. And ends up falling for the co-star and drama happens. And that intrigues me. That really intrigues me, that idea of like, oh, someone that you're not so much friends with. But like, yeah, just like how messy that is. That intrigues me.
Yeah. No, I just like quick test. What is Kim's favorite trope?
Enemies to lovers.
So is Kim excited for this one?
Yes.
genuinely, I'm really excited for this one too. I feel like this is kind of something else really funny to admit, but when we in watching Your Sky, I did feel like when I was seeing like Hia and Reel's like relationship evolve in that, I don't think I ever really comprehended what was going on. And then towards the end, one of my friends was like, God, I like love them so much. And I was like, we need a phone date because I need to understand like what's going on.
What do you see that I'm not seeing?
And we had like a phone call and they explained it to me. And I was like, okay, I think I need to go back and rewatch these scenes. And I went and I rewatched it and it clicked for me. And then I was like sold. And so they again were like, Titi and Fa, and I really wanted to like see, I really wanted to see them. So again, the universe was like for Kim and this series came out. I am really intrigued by this premise because I feel like there's a lot to it. I think there's like the sense of like his character is very like like closed off and like kind of a little bit mean, right? And then I feel like we have like Save's character who is very like I don't want to say like naive, but kind of like naive, right? Like he's a fanboy for James's character, right? And he just is so excited to be here. And I like the idea that you kind of have like that. What?
He's just so excited to be here.
Yeah,
you're wrong. I'm just laughing at your word choice.
She's so excited.
It's a good choice of words.
but I like that, like Wu's character, despite being like very closed off, like you can tell that like he's probably actually very kind because he sees what Save's character is going through and like wants to become kind of like a safe place for him. I don't, there's just so much in this series that I feel like there's so much potential for how you can evolve a plot. And also I feel like a lot of it, there's probably going to be a lot of this manipulation stuff that it's going to stress people out. And I will say that the last thing that I feel like is kind of important in today's day and age is I'm really happy that we are getting more and more shows that are focusing on actors having relationships. And I feel like it needs to be a bigger discussion because I think that fans need to kind of be okay with accepting actors as being like human beings with.
Yeah. And with, actually, like you say that, and I'm about to go way off topic, but I was seeing that with Tame Po and it's just interesting to me because I know, you know, like fans are watching this and we're all cheering for Tame Po. But like in a real world sense, so many of those fans are not going to be okay with it if it were real.
Yeah.
So it's like while it's being highlighted, it's still in fantasy land for a lot of people. So it's not something that's going to click
to transfer. And so it's even like, so even though we're like highlighting it as like, hey, look, you know, it's still not going to, like, the fans still are not going to be as supportive as they should in a real life setting. Because it's being presented like a fantasy setting.
True. But I hope with more and more exposure, even though obviously the shows that we watch are incredibly fictional, hopefully with more and more, maybe it's just going to plant a seed for more critical thinking.
And right? I do, and I do also think too, it helps that a lot more actors are being more open about their real relationships.
Yeah,
like,
I love it.
Valentine's Day, the number of actors I saw posting photos of like with their girlfriends, I was like, dang, you guys are all really taking a stance together. Yeah. And I was really happy for all of them. Like, good for you guys to like, just, you know, stand up and be like, this is my real life and I really want to showcase the person I'm in love with. Yeah. So yeah, it's just really interesting how we're taking a turn in the BL industry.
Yeah. I hope it continues. I think it's so important.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I feel like, you know, in America we accept these things and you know, with actors just dating whoever, marrying whoever. And so it is something that I think really needs to be pushed out in idol culture as well, that, you know, they do have their lives outside of their job. Anyways, on to the last slide. Your Sky of Us.
Your Sky of Us with some family photos in the background. No. okay.
The exact same outfits they're wearing in the photos. They didn't even try. Look at that sweater, that yellow sweater. You see that yellow sweater?
Look, they had to hurry and get this together in how much time? Your Sky end, and when did they throw this out there?
Oh man, it was the first thing that they showed. This one, from what I remember of catching the live stream, it's going to showcase, it's like three episodes showcasing Tirak and Tongfa as adults, because they weren't already adults in college, in their adult relationship lives.
Do you know what that just reminded me of? I don't know if you guys had known or had a chance to watch, but we were recently able to interview Thomas and Kong. And I just remember there was a part where Thomas was talking about how mature Kong is and how he kind of relies on that. And he was just doing like a list of all this stuff. And slowly, like, Kong's face got more and more serious until he was like, I'm 21. I don't know why. It really popped into my head. Like, they're adults in this one. He's like, I'm 21.
I do feel like, okay, so you know how like some of these actors, they're doing vlogging, like like almost like a vlogging YouTube series. I feel like I don't watch them. I don't have time for that kind of stuff. But if Thomas and Gong were to do one, I would definitely tune in, because their dynamic as friends is something I have never encountered before. And I would happily sit there for hours and watch them bicker. And
they have such funny banter.
And banter, yeah.
And Gong is just so witty. He's so witty. Like, at the drop of, like, barely a sentence finishes, and he's like, crazy. That's so.
And what's funny is, like, he's done it, and Thomas catches it right away, too. And then gives in, because he is well aware that he signed up for this, because he was the one that very actively pursued Gong as a partner. We're going to get them in their adult lives. In like a little special mini series. So
I will say that I am so happy to see everyone again from that show, and I'm really happy that show did really well. I definitely wasn't expecting anything else from it, though, but I'm happy for all these fun opportunities. Like, how cool is it to have like your first show that you've done, and it's so popular that you kind of have three projects coming off of it? That's really amazing.
Couple right now.
Yeah. But okay, apart from this, there were some other titles that were like announced that they got like the licensing for, but to be honest, we didn't really like include those because we don't know anything about it. And I don't know if you guys were here like five episodes ago where I attempted to hunt down information about series.
We're not doing that again.
That was a crisis. And I feel like we're just not you know, the only one I felt safe with today is I dug and dug and dug about unknown on the lover. Yes. Mm-hmm. I just, and that one actually felt like it tracked. So I was like, okay, I've compared multiple sources. She's like,
Thomas and Kong are real.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I would absolutely love to know what everybody is feeling about these. I'm so curious to know, you know, which series people are really excited for and, you know, what kind of sticks out. I feel like this lineup kind of has something for everyone a little mm-hmm. bit, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was a very diverse lineup.
Yeah.
And despite me going into it knowing we're going to have to wait forever for everything and who knows which ones might be dropped, I am excited for almost all of them.
Yeah. I mean, I really don't want any to get dropped. So I'm, yeah, I am. I mean, I feel like obviously there are some that, well, there's some that I'm kind of like a little bit more excited than others, but in reality, like every actor that's in any of these series, I really want to see more of them. So I really hope that nothing gets dropped because I feel like they're all amazing and talented and they deserve their like time in the spotlight. And I can't wait, guys. I feel like we've said this a few times, but I feel like we're just in one of those like, what a time to be alive moments for BL. Because I mean, GMMTV had like 18 shows, like Dumundi, look at all these shows that came out. And then look at the storylines.
Dropped their extra. Yeah. It's like, they're just like, we're just going to commit to Forever You.
Yeah. I mean, Forever You like blew up. I think Forever You has been like one of their most, probably their most popular series since Until We Meet Again. So yeah. It's just, it's really cool. I think it's so neat. And it's so neat also to be able to share in this with you guys in the community because, like, we can all be excited together, right? Like, there's so much to be excited about. I'm just thrilled. Yeah. So many shows, so little life to watch all of them. Yes, that is hashtag relatable. So much. You know what else is funny? I don't know if any of you guys thought about this, but when the trailers were dropping, I was so excited that morning. And then I started noticing that each trailer was like 15 minutes long. And I was like, I can't finish this before work. Like I gotta go. This is like a movie, like a movie length amount of time. I don't need to watch all of these. I'm not complaining. It's really fun. And you get a really good like vibe for everything. But it was almost like, oh, this is a commitment.
Yes, it was.
Oh, man. All right. Well, just as a recap, we have a really awesome Heart Killers event going on next Saturday. This upcoming Saturday,
which is March.
Yeah. And so if you are in the Las Vegas area, please come check it out. We'll love to hang out. We're going to have games, all sorts of fun stuff all day. And then the weekend after that, we are going to be in New York City for the Dao Off-Road Fan Meet, where we are going to be emceeing the first day. We are incredibly lucky and incredibly excited for this. And if you guys are there, we definitely want to meet you. So if you see either of us wandering around, don't be shy. Come say hi. I don't know if you can tell from our like podcast, but we are very social people, so you don't need to be worried.
Okay, wait, here we go. I gotta put the plugs on the screen.
Ta-da.
All right. For the 1 p.m.
Yes, the Heart Killers Cup Sleeve event from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Afterlife Tea Room and Boba. Come check out the event. Smiley face, heart. Smiley
heart. And then a plug for us. They're so nice.
They're so nice. Hannah. But I really had a fun time today. I hope that you guys did too. Thanks so much for coming to hang out. Next week we will not be having a podcast because Banana is working. So
yeah, and that is also the night before I fly out at least to New York. Yeah. And then Kim flies out like a day later. So yeah, busy.
So no next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after. No, you're working again?
No, we're going to be on a plane. No, we come back Monday. We do. Oh, okay. So we will be back next Tuesday.
We will be. Yeah.
Yay.
It's lost. It's okay. You've got me. But we will be back. So we'll have a podcast then. And on that podcast day, it definitely won't be this long of a podcast just because we had a lot to cover today. So we will have a lot more time to go through everybody's comments. Thank you to everybody though. And we really appreciate you. It's always so fun to hang out and chat.
Yay.
As my tutors say to me, huatai, huatai, which just means heart.
All right, guys. We will see you guys next Tuesday.
See you in 2 weeks.
In two weeks.
Or we'll see you either this weekend at Afterlife. We'll see you either the next weekend at Dao Offroad. Or we will see you the next week here.
Yeah.
Yay. All right. Great. Mike. No, I'm joking. Bye, guys. See you next time.